This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me. Today, though, it's not actually a question. Today, I'm recording this in the week of International Women's Day 2024, and International Women's Day is on March the 8th, which is this Friday. So if you're listening to this podcast on kind of live, if you like, as it comes out, then it's tomorrow. And I thought I would spend a little bit of time, this is only going to be a short episode, but a little bit of time just speaking a little bit about International Women's Day and why it matters, and particularly in the context of perimenopause and menopause. Just a couple of fun facts to get started. International Women's Day has actually been around officially since 1910, so well over 100 years, and it really started in 1908, where about 15,000 women took to the streets in New York protesting for shorter hours, better pay, and voting rights. And obviously, we've come a long way since 1908, but we still have quite a way to go. We know in Australia, the gender pay gap report was released, I think it was last week or the week before, and it still shows that in Australia, there are many companies where there is still a very significant gender pay gap. And in Australia, I believe it's around 13.3% is the size just generally of the gender pay gap. Obviously, that's going to differ from company to company. But, you know, we know that we have a long way to go in terms of equal rights for women, which is really what International Women's Day is about. And I guess the more we can become educated about it and become involved, then the closer we're going to get to having the rights in the workplace, in life generally, that women deserve. And I wanted to, I guess, pinpoint or spotlight perimenopause and menopause, particularly in the workplace. I'm seeing some awesome awareness campaigns and initiatives around menopause in the workplace. And when I was kind of doing a little bit of research for the podcast today, I found a number of government handouts and things like that, which I thought were fantastic in terms of trying to open up a conversation around perimenopause and menopause in the workplace. And I think this is awesome, particularly for someone like myself who's worked in a number of different workplaces. I've worked in hospitals as a nurse, so that's a predominantly female workforce. And I've worked in corporate land, where predominantly male workforce, particularly in more senior roles, and now in working for myself. So I have seen, I guess, a whole variety of workplaces and attitudes towards women in workplaces. And not once was menopause or perimenopause ever mentioned in any sort of document or any sort of discussion at all in the workplace. And to be honest, even things like maternity leave were always a little bit of a dicey discussion. And that's not that long ago that, you know, women really struggled to get things like changes in their return to work options after having babies. So it's, I think, really great that we're now seeing discussions happening in the perimenopause and menopause space, because there are more and more women that are getting into that age group. We know in Australia and in many westernized countries, it's an aging population. So many of the women in the workplace now are in their 40s and 50s and are going to be experiencing the signs and symptoms of perimenopause. And so, of course, there should be some discussion in the workplace of how to make the workplace more friendly towards women dealing with these symptoms and then helping them manage those symptoms. And things like flexibility with working environments, being able to have a fan at your desk, for example, being able to have access perhaps to a cooler room, being able to take breaks when needed, having some flexibility with working from home. A lot of those things can be very, very helpful. Also, things like uniforms can be really, I guess, important, because there's a couple of things. One is body shape changes. Of course, we know that there is a tendency as we lose our estrogen for fat to be stored around the waist. And if you've got a very kind of tight uniform, or a uniform that is not particularly friendly in that department, then that can be, you know, quite embarrassing as a woman to have to, you know, get alterations or to have trouble wearing the uniform. Also, in terms of sweating, that is a massive thing. And I have done a couple of podcast episodes on this, on clothing and wearing clothes that are suitable in perimenopause and menopause, both with Nikki Parkinson from Styling You, and also with Jane Moe, who's also a personal stylist. So if you go into the catalog and you can just search for Nikki Parkinson or for Jane Moe, that's M-O-W, then you will find those episodes. And those beautiful women had some amazing advice around wearing clothing that can help with disguising sweat patches. Because I know, certainly for me, not so much now, but certainly in the initial stages where I didn't really know I was in perimenopause, but I would be sweating and sweating and literally rivers of sweat on my body. And it was really embarrassing to have sweat patches, particularly as I was never someone that was much of a sweater prior to that. And speaking particularly in Jane's podcast, we talked about wearing clothing with patterns, because patterns distract the eye and make sweat patches less visible. So there's a hot tip even before listening to that podcast with Jane, wearing patterns can be really helpful. So again, if you have a uniform that is a block color, which most uniforms are, let's face it, that can be kind of difficult if you're in that stage of your peri journey where you are sweating a lot. And yeah, so that is something. Go back and have a listen to those episodes, because they were really, really helpful with regard to fashion and clothing in peri. And so I guess what I wanted to say today is, if that is you, if you are someone that's in a workplace where it's not particularly friendly towards managing peri symptoms or menopause, then now is a really good time. Now is a really good time to have discussions with your employer. If you're in New South Wales, there are absolutely fact sheets available. I didn't go through and search all of the states. It's pretty easy if you just wanted to search for your state to see if there are any guidelines. But now is the time to go and have a chat to your manager if you're having sort of concerns, challenges with your symptoms, to see if there is some sort of arrangement that can be made to help you manage that, because it is very topical at the moment. And I think now is a fantastic time to address it. And if this is something that is happening with you, I would love to hear from you just to see what kind of issues are kind of impacting you and what kind of response you're getting from your workplace. I think that would be a very interesting discussion to have. So enjoy International Women's Day. Hope you're doing something nice for yourself to celebrate. And yeah, I'd be very interested in hearing from you. Hope you have a great weekend, and I will see you next Tuesday for my regular episode. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, please make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts, or the follow button if you're on Spotify, so that you can get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, and who doesn't, then head over to susiegarden.com and grab my 8 essential age-defying secrets every woman over 40 should know right now. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at susiegardenwellness. I'd love to connect with you.